What is the wave that's dashing over your boat today? What is it that's making you feel nearly swamped?
Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Jim was not even 30 years old when he gave his life while attempting to reach a fierce Indian tribe. What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
The Lord Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about confidence in God. In our last program, we talked about the story of Jesus in the boat with the disciples when a great storm came up. And you remember that the disciples were terrified. The boat was in danger, but Jesus was asleep on a pillow. Imagine being asleep on a pillow in the stern of the boat when there's a great storm and wind, furious squall, it's called. And the waves were actually breaking over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. It was a situation of real physical danger. And the disciples, in terror, rushed to the stern of the boat, woke Jesus up, and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And the wind died down, and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid?" Amy Carmichael wrote a poem about this little story. "Thou art the Lord who slept upon the pillow. Thou art the Lord who soothed the furious sea. What matter beating wind and tossing billow, if only thou art in the boat with me? Hold us in quiet through the age-long minute while thou art silent and the wind is shrill. Can the boat sink while thou, dear Lord, art in it? Can the heart faint that waiteth on thy will?" Do you know that Jesus is in the boat with you today? If you want him, it says that the disciples took Jesus into their boat. You have to place your confidence in him. Ask him to come into your life. And once he comes into your life, he's not going to leave. He's there. What is the wave that's dashing over your boat today? What is it that's making you feel nearly swamped? Are you, like the disciples, tempted to abandon yourself to distress and anxiety? And of course, the king of all our fears is death. It's the fear of death that lies behind most of our fears in one form or another. But even death has been conquered by Christ. Paul said, "O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting?" Physical dangers are all relative and transitory. Suffering is only a phase. Confidence in God is an armor that God has provided for us. Not blunt indifference, not stupidity, not denial, not a refusal to look, but supernatural courage. Confidence in God gives us supernatural courage. There's a missionary hymn that speaks of the martyrs. They met the tyrant's brandished steel, the lion's gory mane. O God, to us may grace be given to follow in their train. Gateway to Joy is about a supernatural life, not just about human solutions, humanistic philosophy, human problems. I never want this program to be problem-oriented. I want it to be God-oriented. Of course we have problems, but God doesn't have any problems. And we have a God who is capable of meeting our needs. Our confidence in him should be our armor. Now, to the non-believer, evil often seems all-powerful. It scares them out of their senses, and they will do anything to avoid it. And you and I are tempted to think like a non-believer, to forget that we have an all-powerful God who is totally in charge. He's got the whole world in his hands. Never for one second does his attention get distracted. Never is he weary of taking care of us. He holds up the stars. He holds the planets in their courses. He causes the sun to shine and the moon to reflect that shining. This God is our God. But to do anything to avoid evil is not a Christian response. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And when I speak of evil there, of course we are to avoid sin, but we think of any kind of trouble or sickness or loss as evil. And a Christian is not necessarily to try to move heaven and earth to avoid that. You know, the most important thing in the world is not happiness and comfort, but holiness. Ancient man was concerned with goodness. Modern man is concerned with comfort. Let's try to think Christianly. Let's remember that we're talking about a supernatural life far above the natural. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater was he that was in the boat with the disciples than the strength of the wind and the waves. And never underestimate the strength of wind and waves. We were talking the other day with the postmaster in Magnolia, whose name is Ron Corey. We were talking about that storm that we had here in Magnolia in October of 1991, and he was telling us about a hurricane, or I'm not sure if it was a hurricane or a tornado, that he had experienced one time in Worcester, Massachusetts. And he said, I have a photograph of a straw driven straight through a steel stop sign. That's power. That's awesome natural might. But we have a God who is far more powerful than the wind and the waves. Greater is he that is in us. Worry is a burden that you and I were never meant to bear. God wants to relieve us of worry. He says, come to me, and I will give you rest. The worries are worse than what we fear. The remedy for fear? Quit looking at the dragons and look at God. Don't look at the wind and the waves. Look at God. You remember that when Peter got out of the boat to walk on the water toward Jesus, everything was fine until he began to look at the waves. And then he became fearful, and he began to sink. Don't look at the problem. Look at God. Don't look at the hopelessness of your situation, your need for money, the impossibility of finding a job. Look resolutely, steadily, joyfully at God. When the awful picture of the thing you're so worried about returns to your consciousness, confront that thing with God. Lift it up into his presence. Ask him to help you to see it as he sees it. Contemplate it in the light of your eternal destiny. This will help to keep things in proportion, I find, and it prevents my giving way to hysterical fears. These steps again. When the picture of the thing you're worried about returns to your consciousness, confront it with God, lift it up into his presence, ask him to help you to see it as he sees it, and contemplate it in the light of your eternal destiny. Never allow yourself to be dominated by the evil itself. In the face of great tasks, overwhelming, frightening ones, confront them with God and draw strength from him. Let me read to you Psalm 27, a wonderful psalm for the anxious and the worried. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Remember, he says, all the days of my life. That's dwelling in the house of the Lord now, obeying him so that he comes and makes his home with us here and now, is what the psalmist is talking about. To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above my enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. Remember the sacrifice of praise. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord. That's Psalm 27.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.